You pray for me, I know you do. I've seen you pleading for me. I know you know the way I go. You take each step before me. You care for me, I know you do. You've never failed me, don't ever. You love me.
Tonight here, we have this time of a live service together on the broadcast waves here at the sixth day already of January 2023. So hopefully you are all set to move into this new year with Jesus at the helm of your life, directing you, leading you, guiding you, and bring you into his plan for you. So welcome here tonight, and we're glad to have you with us, and pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged tonight in the Word of God and in the things of God as we get into them here. We're going to get into a heavy message on the precious blood and the power of the blood and the glory of the blood, and it's just a wondrous thing. The precious blood is wondrous, miraculous, supernatural, and so much more. Glorious. But first, we're going to have some news here. Let me just open up with a few news items here as we start out tonight in this broadcast. Renowned Canadian clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson ordered to submit to woke re-education training or he will lose his license to practice. And he said, I'm not submitting to re-education. Okay? He said, I'm not going to adjust my viewpoints. And, you know, my viewpoints are not wrong or unprofessional, he said. So he's not going to submit to that woke garbage. He'd rather lose his license to practice than to submit to that. Well, people have to stand up. George Soros double funding to group working to make Supreme Court an arm of the leftist establishment. That's the plan. If they can get away with it. He also gave $1 million for the general election runoff, the Georgia election runoff, which Senator Raphael Warnock won. Of course, he's a bad, evil person, that Warnock, totally demonized in his beliefs. So giving the Democrats a 51-seat majority in the Senate, he put lots of money into that. FDA announces retail pharmacies can dispense abortion pills with a prescription, and yet multiple studies confirm that women are at risk of severe side effects after taking the chemical abortion pills, including hemorrhaging and the need for follow-up surgery and even death. Studies have found that chemical abortion has four times the complication rate of surgical abortion. After a chemical abortion, there's a 53% greater risk for an ER visit than with a surgical abortion, which neither of them any good. But why would any woman want such a thing? I mean, surely they don't care about their own bodies to put their body at such a risk just to get rid of a baby. But the problem is they come under the influence of demons when they're even considering an abortion of any sort. And the demons just kind of make them lose their rational thinking, so to speak, because they want the human sacrifice. So the devil will do whatever they have to do to get that sacrifice to the devil and his forces. Sad situation, isn't it? They're risking their lives to kill that unborn baby within their womb. Oh, that's bad enough. Now, New York legalizes human composting. That's right. The whole thing takes about 6 weeks, and the body is then packaged and shipped to the family or whoever as soil or Soylent Green, right? Yeah, they're feeding the ground. Human body, and they're eating the plants that grow from it. So they're eating their dead relative or whoever that is in that soil. So they've legalized human compost. I mean, really, have we heard of that before? That's kind of a new one. Kind of a wild one. I don't want to grow my food in human fertilizer made from human body, dead human people. I'd rather not. California school board at Temecula Valley Unified School District bans critical race theory right after being sworn into office here this few days ago. Yeah, good for them. They got some conservatives that got into the school board, some people who hate that ridiculous programming and brainwashing. But we have this mega church pastor, Mike Todd, of Transformation Church, says you can go to gay bars and still be a Christian and member of his church. He also preached a sermon with a t-shirt with a picture of his wife in a bikini. And he also got into the bed during one of his sermons with a naked mannequin. And this guy is something else. And his so-called Christmas celebration with ballet dancers wearing stuff so tight you could really tell that they had anything on at all. Yeah. And then somebody also made headlines again a few weeks ago after spitting in his hands and rubbing it on somebody in the congregation's face to pray for him. Wow. That's strange stuff going on there. There's some demons at work, it appears. And a Bethel student said Jesus told her to forgive an unconscious man's sin and he would be saved. Well, I thought that the Bible says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Nobody else can save you. You have to believe in your heart. And if he's unconscious and not hearing anything, this girl said Jesus told her to forgive their sins and he would be saved. Does that make any sense? Not too much. Not really. Here's another demonized, deceived pastor, too, Mark Driscoll. You may have heard of him, but he's now at Trinity Church in Arizona. He releases an e-book on sex, claiming the Bible in Song of Solomon promotes oral sex and sexual toys. And that they could, well, I won't say anymore because it's just disgusting. And I'm not in agreement with it, of course, but because I don't believe oral sex is something that should be even practiced at all in a marriage relationship, according to a marriage bed being should be undefiled, not defiled, and that defiles it because God didn't make people to have oral sex. That's not the way he said to produce children. Okay. But anyway, actor Noah Snopp, who played Will Byers in Netflix's Stranger Things, a sci-fi show, which I've never seen it, don't know anything about it, but I just read about it. He's come out as gay this week in a TikTok video. A young guy, real young guy, I saw his picture there. But China estimates 250 million have caught COVID in 20 days. That's the figures that were presented at a closed-door meeting. And they are in stark contrast to a low official case count, but the real count is, of course you know that, way, way higher than the so-called official count. I mean, this, so many are dying, many, 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 many millions. And Wen Shen is a deity or group of deities responsible for illness, plagues, and disease, according to Chinese religion. Well, demons are behind death anyway. Demons are behind killing and by sicknesses and disease. God isn't behind that. He didn't come to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan did that. Jesus came to heal. He's the healer, right? So, Chinese experts have warned that millions, excuse me, millions could die of COVID. And they are right now. And it's going to get worse. And they're just piling up bodies and burning them, from what I understand. Not a pleasant situation over there. Anyway, that's the news that I want to share with you tonight. That's plenty. We're going to move on. We're going to open up in some prayer here tonight, and we're just going to cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Cover you, cover myself. We just thank God for the blood of Jesus. We're glad you're here. Lord, bless you tonight. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that blood tonight. If we didn't have that blood, we wouldn't have anything. But without the blood, there's no remission of sin. You said there's no forgiveness. So I want to thank you for the amazing blood that came through the amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. And I just cover myself and the broadcast tonight with the blood of Jesus. Cover those that are listening here live tonight with the blood of Jesus. Thank you that that devil hates the blood, and we apply it against him and his forces tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for the power of that blood right now, that amazing, amazing power of blood. And we're going to just get into some of the understanding of this tonight, Lord, and give me grace to teach that about your blood, the preciousness, the miraculousness of it, the revelation of your blood and the power of what can be accomplished with the blood. So the blood of Jesus over each of us right now. Thank you for that blood over these bodies, the life-giving blood. We just send it into our mortal bodies right now and all throughout these bodies, quicken these bodies by the blood. Thank you that the diseases are stopped and defeated by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Give you the glory for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Glory to God. We praise you and worship you. Thank you for the wonderful gift of salvation today, Father. We've been born again, and we've asked Jesus into our lives. Hallelujah. And know you. And because of that, we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. We're seated in heavenly places. Oh, yes, at the right hand of Jesus, which is at the right hand of the Father, and we're there. What a wondrous, wondrous thing that is taking place right now. Oh, glory to you, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you for healing in these bodies, Lord. Health and healing, divine protection from all the evil ones. Thank you, Lord, for people receiving answers to their questions about divine direction, Father, what they need to be doing in the days ahead or what they don't need to be doing this year. You lead them. Lead them in their workplaces, Lord, that they would know the right thing to do in their situations as well. I pray you for the hand of the Holy Spirit being upon us all. And as you said, the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. Lord, we believe you're leading and guiding us now. Praise you for that divine instruction and direction for the future, Father. Praise you, Lord, for your miracle working power, Lord. Praise you for turning things around and fixing things that seem unfixable, Father. We praise you for your power, Lord. Praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your glorious presence right now in our lives, Father, that we are aware of you. We are aware of your presence. We are aware that you're dwelling in our spirit, and we have been born again. Thank you, Lord, for that spiritual aliveness and spiritual awareness, Father. Thank you that it is just an ongoing experience in knowing you, Lord. I praise you for that miracle of just knowing you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By your stripes we were healed. Therefore we are healed. Thank you for that healing power in our body. Thank you for miracles of healing. Thank you for miracles of deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders in our lives in Jesus' name, and spiritual power and breakthroughs, Lord, in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things, Lord. As we face this new year, Lord, we face it in faith, trusting in you with all of our hearts, believing you for the wondrous things that you're going to do this year, Father. Praise God. Praise God. And yeah, I believe it's going to be God and good, and that we'll see your goodness here this year. In spite of all the devil's attacks, in spite of all the things that have gone wrong, and the enemy has tried to dish out our way, we're still going to see Jesus show up. You're going to still see the goodness of God. It's not over yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We commit this time to you. Ask you to just bless this time that we have together tonight in Jesus' name, and bless your word here as we step off into the word now and just get filled up to overflowing. Jesus' name, everybody say amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's get into this word tonight, because it's a powerful word. Anything to do with the blood that's taught out of Revelation is powerful, and we're talking the blood power here. That's the title, the blood power. The blood is something a lot of religions leave out. Isn't that amazing? They don't have Jesus if they're going to leave out the blood, that's for sure. It separates us from the cults, that's for sure. And so many Christians, they question, why do we have to talk about the blood anyway? That blood is messy. Yeah, well, it can be. But without the blood, there's no forgiveness. So, hey, I'll take the mess any day. But see, without this vital element, there'd be no cleaning, no cleansing, no salvation, no proof of his love. I mean, know what I'm, the value of what we're about to talk about here. Yeah, what is the value? It's a tremendous value. It's more than money could ever buy, more than gold and silver, more than anything this earth has to offer you. And so I want to take you back to the ancient temple in the time of David. We see that the priests are cutting the throat of a pure lamb without a spot or blemish and taking the blood for an offering for sin. And yet the Bible says the blood of bulls and goats could never wash away sin. So I want to take you next to the day that Jesus Christ hung on the cross, blood dripping from his hand. Just picture this, his blood dripping from his hand, his feet, his head, his back, and then his side with blood and water. I mean, no artist has really truly ever been able to truly depict this scene as it was taking place. I mean, it would just be too absolutely gross to be able to put on a page, on an artist page. I mean, we see this perfect lamb without a spot or blemish that never sinned, so that he could bear our sin, shedding his blood for us. And you say, well, why must this have been? Why did this have to happen? Well, let's go over to Colossians 1:14 and read a few scriptures here. Colossians 1:14. Hallelujah. All right, here we are. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So I want to take you next to a lonely island called Patmos. What happened on the Isle of Patmos? On this island, we see an exiled Christian, and his name is John. John the Apostle. And here we see this tremendous old saint of God. They try to kill him so many times, and he got caught up in the spirit. And what did John see when he got caught up in the spirit that day? Well, let's look at this. It's Revelation 1:13. Go over there. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were the flame of fire, and his feet were like unto brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And what happened? When I saw him, I fell down at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Yeah, you ever say, I wonder what Jesus looked like now? Well, here's a picture of what he looked like now. Yeah. John saw him and fell at his feet. So what does all this mean? You say, well, it means good news to you and I. Well, what good news? Well, the good news is Revelation 1:18. He has the keys of hell and death. His name is Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lily of the Valley. He's alive forevermore. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and he's alive forevermore. Have the keys of hell and of death, so that the devil cannot control hell and death. No. His name is Jesus. And because of his blood, we are alive today, really alive. I mean, we're not the walking dead anymore. If we've been born again, we're alive. Forevermore. Freedom comes only by the blood, and through his blood, we are free from sin. What does the word say about this? Well, it says a lot of things about it. But if we just look at a few areas here in Hebrews, we start giving this revelation as I lay this foundation before we really step over deeper into the blood. Let me give you some things that the word of God says about the blood. Hebrews 9:12, it said, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's right. By his own blood he offered this one sacrifice for sins forever. Don't need to ever offer another sacrifice for sin. So those Hebrew Ruth people who are going out there and trying to offer some kind of blood sacrifice, some lamb, and then teaching people that they're going to offer sacrifice during the millennium, they're loony, okay? I mean, I hate to say it, but see, he did it one sacrifice forever. There doesn't need to ever be another sacrifice by his own blood. Don't need a lamb. The blood of bulls and goats, and they could never wash away the sin, the Bible said. Okay? Hebrews 9:22, we'll read just another couple of these. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. See, we just read, by blood, no cleansing outside of the blood. Without the blood, there's no cleansing. We're not clean. You go around as a Christian, you don't want to talk about the blood, you don't want to use the blood, you don't want a part of the blood, and you're not clean without the blood. You're not really a Christian without the blood. Hebrews 10:4 tells us, says, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin, because it's only through the blood of Jesus. It's impossible. 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep, didn't even do it. All that. A lot of dead animals, a lot of blood shed. They were up to their knees in blood, the priest. Hebrews 10:11. Isn't every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins? See, he's offering up these sacrifices, the oxen and sheep and all these different things, but they can never take away sin. They just put a covering on it till the blood of Jesus came. But this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That's what Jesus did. Hallelujah. 24, and let us consider one another. Wait a minute. Going over to Hebrews chapter 12. Sorry. 12, verse 24. 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better thing than that of Abel. Okay? That's powerful. Hebrews 10:19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which is consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Wow. By a new and living way. The blood is a new and living way. The blood of Jesus is a new and living way. So where the blood was used in the Old Testament, once a year, the glory was seen and voices were heard, how much more where the blood of Jesus has been used? I mean, we could start applying the blood in our home, in our services, or wherever, where we're going to see his glory too. When we start applying that blood, we're going to see it. We're going to hear it. So we turn back to Revelation 1 now. Let's go back there. Revelation 1, verse 5. In 6, let's read that. And from the day, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's a powerful statement right there, isn't it? I say very powerful. And we see because of his blood sacrifice that we are forever cleansed and we reign with him as kings and priests kings and priests under the Father too. Do you see that because of the blood you're in perfect standing with God right now? No more sacrifices. You don't have to make penance when you sin. I mean, it's so simple. You just receive forgiveness. I mean, do you get that? I hope so, because otherwise you're going to need to really listen to some of this latter part of this word here tonight, because we're going to talk about what the blood really has done in you. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. It's just an ongoing process. Yeah. One who's taken and received the blood is like no other being alive or who has ever lived. There's no evidence that Jesus shed blood for any other being that has ever lived. He should have shed it for the fallen angels, for any other pre-Adamic races that we're aware of that he shed it for. So the blood separates us from all other beings of the universe. When you truly get it, the power of the blood, I mean, you can live and walk through this life as no others can, unless they too gain a revelation of the blood and they get born again and they start walking this way. Demons and devils fear the power of that blood. If you're a believer who has the revelation of the blood and is walking in that revelation, I'm telling you, you've got something amazing. So how better a way to enter into this new year or any year at all of life on planet Earth than with a fresh and renewed knowledge of the power of the blood of Jesus? There's no blood, there's no power. See, if there's blood in your life, there's lots of power. There's life and victory over the forces and plans of the darkness and the evil one. If you're aware of the blood in your life and you start getting revelation about this blood, then you can have victory that like other Christians are not having, because they're not using the blood. They're not using to the full extent of the blood and the possibility of the blood. I don't believe that we're even using the full extent of it. And I've been walking to this a long time. I believe there's so much more extension of this blood of Jesus and power it could be released in a believer's life, that it's just absolutely amazing. Okay? You see, if there's blood, there's going to be lots of power. There's going to be lots of life. There's going to be lots of victory if you know the power of the blood and are applying it, using it. And the forces and plans of darkness and evil are not going to be able to prevail like they could before. So many things that have happened to people in life could have been prevented with blood in operation in full manifestation. But God's people fail to see the truth about the blood, or only grasp maybe a small amount of the reality of the blood, and a small amount of the reality of the blood is better than no blood at all, but still it's not as much as you can have. See, it's time to awaken to the blood. Most don't even understand or even ever understand the truth of what Jesus said. If you don't drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part of me. See, they don't even understand that revelation. Many have missed out on this truth, and they're still missing it now. I mean, I can't count the number of churches I've been to that didn't get it about communion. They just went through the rote motions of taking communion, reading the scripture, no power there, no reality of the blood, no reality of the Jesus' flesh, no healing, no deliverance taking place, just doing the same thing and reading the scripture, you know. But Satan has managed to keep them blind to what really could be going on and manifesting. Oh, yeah. Blood, a great and powerful substance. In fact, the most great and powerful substance in the universe. The blood of Jesus. There's nothing more powerful than that. Okay? I'm going to look closer at this. Let's look closer at the blood. See, in the Old Testament, they painted blood on their doorposts. And the death plague was spared them. They didn't die. And we too could apply the blood of Jesus and should be applying the blood of Jesus. And death may spare you too. Sickness and disease may spare you too. You may not have to die of all that sort of thing that others are dying of all around you right and left. The enemy has a lot of access to a lot of believers because they don't know anything about using the blood properly. Exodus 12, verse 22. It says here, "And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out the door of his house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptian, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer or will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses and smite you." Did you see that? He's not going to allow the destroyer to get into your house. Destroyer, who is the destroyer? Do you know who the destroyer is? In Revelation 9:11, the name of the king of the bottomless pit is Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon in Greek, which means destroyer. Okay, so of course this great destroyer is Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus didn't go through there killing anybody, but the devil did. He allowed the destroyer to come where there was no blood, where there was no divine supernatural anointing and protection. The evil one, the destroyer, Abaddon, and Apollyon was allowed to go in there and kill. You see the power of the blood? I mean, that's just a little tiny inkling of it. Satan knows what the blood did, and he knows what the blood does now. And we've used the blood so many times. We cover our home and property, our vehicles, our stuff with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves. We cover our family. Yes. We cover others. Life is in the blood. We cover this, our family with life. We cover others with life. It's a protection just like it was in the Old Testament in Egypt, but it's even more powerful in the Old Testament. It's because it's the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We use it successfully in deliverance all the time. That's right. I remember the time and night the devil entered my bedroom and stopped my heart. I just cried out the blood of Jesus. And we use it daily. We cover ourselves, our family. We we put the blood of Jesus on something in faith, Satan will flee. Why does he flee? Why do you think he flees? The life of God is in that blood. The life of Jesus is in that blood. The supernatural power of Jesus is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. But see, he didn't just give us that kind of blood, the old life of the flesh. He gave us the life of the God Almighty blood. That's far above and superior to anything they had under the old covenant. You understand that? So with that kind of a deposit in our lives, such as the blood of God Almighty, creator of the universe, the creator of everything, that blood, that life of that blood, is living in us right now. See? I mean, the blood is an unusual substance alone, just blood and human blood is. But to take the blood of God, his very blood is living and alive. And when we apply it, we're applying the life of God. We're applying the presence, the power, the glory, and the boundary-breaking power of Jesus. Yeah. If you doubt if a word is from God, you apply the blood over it, you find out. Because a lot of things are not God. You've got to find out with the life. It's going to expose the death there. If it wasn't God, it exposed the death. The life will expose the death. Revelation 3:11. Go over there and read that. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He's coming quickly, right? That's right. He is. You know that. So live with the power. Now's the time to live with life, not death. Oh, hallelujah. Great effectiveness in intercession. Intercessory prayer is through the blood. I like I said, I'm sure that the church today has yet to release the true power and value of using the precious blood. I remember the writer of the book, The Challenging Counterfeit, his book, he became a full gospel pastor, but he wasn't always a full gospel pastor. For 19 years, he pastored a spiritualist church. If you know what those are, they conjured up demons in church and called themselves churches, but they were spiritualist churches, and they worked by the power of the devil, even though they said that the devil counterfeited everything. That's what this guy said. He said the devil counterfeited everything. Said they had false gifts, and they used the same song. But one thing really bothered him when he was a pastor of this counterfeit spiritualist church. One thing really bothered him, and whenever they sang songs on the blood of Jesus, even in their degenerate, lost condition, the spirits would get agitated. Demons would get agitated. Oh, how true it is, folks. Blood agitates demons. See, they know the power of the blood when used by those who know what greatness they've been given, what greatness we've been given in the blood. What tremendous greatness. Even the unsaved, the demonized spiritualists singing a song about the blood agitated the demon. And they got all agitated. How much more when blood is sung about and applied by those who have knowledge, even have an inkling of knowledge, even have a revelation about blood and what really they have in their hands and have been given to use and apply as a New Testament king and priest. Oh, the glory, the power of Jesus' very own blood is giving it to us. It speaks with the sound of thunder in the spirit realm. And it's going to affect and influence and even change the natural scene realm as well. So I tell you what, you need to awaken to the blood. That's right. You need to quit sleeping in this area of the blood of Jesus. Quit remaining ignorant. The devils want you ignorant about the blood of Jesus. Ignorance is not bliss, folks. It's demonic bondage. That's right. And so many Christians are in demonic bondage today because of their being ignorant, whether it's willful ignorant or just plain ignorant, because they won't find out the truth. And this is where devils want to keep every Christian today, is in ignorance. Ignorance about the blood. We need to not be sleeping and ignorant in this area. We need to be wise. Hallelujah. Yeah. We can use the blood of Jesus to break bondage. Using the blood of Jesus will break bondages, folks. Don't quit applying it until you see the full manifestation of it working havoc upon the enemy. And the things will change. And that's how long we apply the blood, till it does wreak havoc upon the enemy and things change. They'll change. Just keep on applying it and using it. You'll be surprised by its work and its realities and what it does. It'll take you where you've not been before. If you've not used it like this before, the blood of Jesus is a big wow. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge power and weapon against evil and darkness and death and sickness and disease. The blood of Jesus changes things that can't be changed any other way. Hear what I'm saying to you. The blood of Jesus is that powerful and beyond that powerful. I mean, listen, I'm talking to you about something that is like a supernatural, super powerful secret weapon that only an elite number choose to walk in and use to the level that it can be. That's right. That's right. We don't ever have to say, I plead the blood. We just apply the blood or cover with the blood, or we just place the blood. But pleading is begging, and we're not beggars anymore. You know, that's what some Christians, they're stuck at the beggar mentality, and that's the best they could do. But, you know, they're just really slapping God in the face in a way by calling themselves beggars, you know. Because that's not what we are. The Bible says we're kings and priests. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything Jesus has, we have right now. Yeah, we're in possession of it. We may not be manifesting it, but it's all ours. Joint heirs with Christ. Everything Jesus has been given to a joint heir. Joint heirs have the equal share. I know the old line Pentecostal used to always plead the blood, but even they got results from begging for it. I mean, there was a missionary lady over in a foreign country, and she was bit by a scorpion in front of all the natives there, the village, and all knew by this kind of a scorpion that she would die. Nothing you could do. But she just shook it off and said, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over this. And they began to watch her, because no one had ever lived before that had been bitten by this kind of scorpion. And they began to watch, expecting her to die. And she went into her little mission church chapel, and they all followed her in, the biggest crowd she'd ever had. And they were watching for her to die, and the whole village followed her in. And so she just started a church service in there. Why not have church in the middle of the afternoon? And she lived out her full life of a testimony, and many of them got born again. See? We have blood. We have the power of the blood, and we don't have to beg for it. We can just apply it and use it anytime we want. Amen? Because you're a priest. You're always a priest, right? Once you become a priest, you don't quit becoming a priest. I mean, excuse me. You don't quit being a priest once you become one, especially when Jesus declared that we're kings and priests unto our Father. Revelation 12:11, it says here, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and loved not their lives unto the death. We overcome the devil by the blood of Jesus, the word of our, and the word of our testimony of being born again and testifying what the Lord's done. See, the name of Jesus has power by the blood. See? Notice it. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So the name of Jesus has its power by the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil by our testimony, confession of the word, in other words, and by the blood of Jesus. What hold does sin have on you? You're cleansed by his blood, folks. You got to realize that sin doesn't have the hold that you might think it does. And see, this is what we're going to talk about here, the bondage of believers, because they think that they don't, that they think wrong about the blood. What hold does sin possibly have when you are cleaned by his blood? If every Christian would use the blood daily against Satan, could you imagine the effect? It would be catastrophic in his kingdom. And great deliverance would be felt in the church and in the land. Folks, apply the blood of Jesus over everything, your business, your job, your workplace, your stuff, your cars, truck, whatever you have, van, sprinkle and use the blood, your boat. We're New Testament priests. And just as the Old Testament priests, they handled the blood, we handle the blood, priests use the blood, we can apply the blood of Jesus today. You're going to have to be a priest, because if you're not a priest, you can't use the blood. They're not priests, so they can't use it. But we are priests, and we can use it. And again, the Bible says the life is in the blood. Do you want the life of the Godhead in your worship and prayer life? Or do you want something lacking there? Sing about it. Talk about it. Speak it out. The blood, the blood, the blood. Pray the blood. Speak the blood. The atmosphere is going to be charged and filled with the life of God because of the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. You're going to charge the atmosphere in your very place where you're praying. And the flow of the Spirit will come so easily, it will just begin to flow in there in an intensity that you've not known when you go deep enough in this blood, folks. See, every one of us lives with our own selves. I mean, we spend more time with who? You than anybody else. You spend more time with you than you do with anybody. You understand that? You spend more time with you than even your spouse. And if you can't live successfully with yourself, then how can you live successfully with other people? Huh? So it's important that you get an understanding of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed and bled for you and me. See, when you gain this understanding, you might feel as though you're a miserable sinner. And you may fail many times in a day, in one day, but you know what? Your sins and failure would no longer be able to keep you from God. When you have revelation of blood, your sins and iniquity will have not ever be able to separate you from the Father. See? Because of the blood of Jesus, it can't. To understand this better, understand that when you sin, what happens? Three things happen, right? A person feels separated from God because of his unworthiness, because of his sins. Yeah. But see, you're feeling that. It's not your reality, but that's what you feel. This is what happens when you sin. And then you feel, feels or senses guilt because of the sin. You feel guilty. And then you experience the accuser. You experience the accusation of the devil, the wicked one, because he's the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says Satan's the accuser of the brethren. So you're going to have to deal with devils and Satans that are coming and accusing you. Look what you've done. Look at your sorry thing. You look, you're horrible. How could you have done that? Look what you didn't do. Look what you did do. You could have done this, and you should have done this, and you didn't do it. And there'll be so much accusation going on, see, because that's what the devil does. He's the accuser of the brethren. The demons follow suit and do the same thing. And they're going to be accusing you too. But see, the blood of Jesus sufficiently answered all three of these areas. See, sin causes a conscious separation from God. And then you feel guilty. And then immediately accuser comes to condemn you. See, some Christians spend a lot of their time feeling accused and condemned because of the accuser. Because that's what the devil does. And so, they've sinned. We've all sinned, right? All sin comes short of the glory of God. All sin comes short of Jesus. Jesus is the glory of God. And none of us lived our life like he lived his. So we've all fallen short. But see, that doesn't matter because of the blood of Jesus, see. But you got to understand the power of that blood. You got to understand that the blood flows in these three directions, toward God, toward man, and toward the enemy. Amen? I mean, when you understand these simple things, these simple truths about the blood, then you walk in a different level of life. Exodus 12, verse 7. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two posts, on the upper post, doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat. Remember, we just read? And then we jump down here to verse 23. It says, for the Lord will pass through. Right? Again, the destroyer has not been suffered to come. Do you see the importance of this? You see the importance of this? And then we see in verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Okay, so look out. We got something more powerful. And this was a type of Jesus' coming and dying. See, the only thing that saved Israel was the blood on the doorpost. And God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The destroyer won't be allowed to visit you. See, it didn't matter who was on the inside of the house. See, if you're on the inside and the blood was on the doorpost, the judgment would pass over you, not because you were good or great or any good, such great person, or because you were holy or because you were righteous or anything. Why? Because you were in the house and you put the blood on the doorpost. This does not depend on your conduct. The only requirement was for you to be in the house with the blood on it. That's right. We are the house with the blood on it today because we are the temple of the living God and he is coming, he's dwelling in us. Right? God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. No judgment on you. The destroyer will not be allowed to come. And he'll not suffer the destroyer to come and destroy you. When you've got to actively know these things, though. You've got to actively apply things. You know, the judge should walk by faith, but that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And when you don't have the knowledge, people are perishing every day. God's righteous people, even though they're going to heaven, they perish every single day in this earth because of ignorance. You know, that they just don't know these things. They don't apply these things. They don't use these things. They don't walk in these things. That's right. So sad. And that was the old covenant of the blood of animals. But how much more the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from every sin? How much more the blood of Jesus? God is still saying today, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will not condemn you. I will not suffer the destroyer to destroy you. Of course, we all still make mistakes. We still have some bad habits. We may still have some demons that, you know, we've not overcome and gotten out of our lives. And of course, everybody does. But God is saying, when I see the blood of Jesus, I will pass over you. I don't look at your sin. I'm not dwelling on your sin. I'm not dwelling on your habits. I'm not dwelling on your failures. I'm not looking at where you are today. But, you know, what I'm looking at, I'm seeing the blood. I'm seeing the blood of Jesus. What does the blood say? Remember what the blood says. It says you're not guilty. It says that your sin is gone. As far as the east is from the west, well, I remove your transgression. See, one of the most important things you could ever see is that God is not holding you accountable for your sin any longer because of the blood. Yeah, the sin is gone. As far as Father God is concerned, because of the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say that's impossible. Well, you're not listening to the Word of God then. Look over 2 Corinthians 5:19 and you get the revelation of that scripture alone. You get a whole bunch of steps ahead. You get the revelation in 5:19. Let's go read it. See how much you could get. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. What he just did? God was in Christ reconciled. He reconciled the world. unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He did that for the whole world. Do you get that? The whole world can be saved. There's not one person in the world, really, that can't be saved until they come to the place where they've, you know, rejected the work of the Holy Spirit, the unpardonable sin, rejected his conviction, rejected everything that the Holy Spirit has done and doing, and rejected and does not want the work of the Holy Spirit at all in their life. But the word impute means that we're not held accountable, that we're not charged. So the whole world can be not charged. But see, if they reject that sacrifice, if they reject the blood, then there is no offering for sin, see? And they're doomed and damned to hell because they've rejected the only sacrifice there was, successful sacrifice for sin, which is the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. See, this is amazing. This is what Jesus did, though. He took the sin of the whole world. He didn't just take your sin and my sin, the sin of the saved. He took the sin of the whole world, the unsaved. But see, they rejected him. They're rejecting him. They're rejecting the blood. And they're damned because they rejected the only help there is for them. See? There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus. And then with the name of Jesus comes the blood of Jesus, because they're together as one. If Jesus hadn't abhorred your sin and taken the blood, his blood, perfect blood, as a sacrifice, then there would be no salvation. He wouldn't have been able to not impute their sins to them, not impute our sins to us. See, if you really see this, it meant to set you free, man. And that consciousness of sin, guilt, and failure is not going to have the dominion over your life anymore. You don't have to let it. Knowledge defeats. When you apply knowledge in your life and you know something, it defeats the enemy's plan. And his ways against you will not prevail. Hebrews 10:14, it says, "For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified." We read that a while ago. But see, you're those that are set apart. I am those that have been set apart. I'm among them. See, God's satisfied with the blood of Jesus. And he said it perfected us forever. You know, that's pretty eternal, forever. It's perfected you forever. He's satisfied. So have faith in the blood. How do I do that? Well, faith cometh from hearing and the word, and hearing from the word. And simply believe in what God said about the blood. I mean, we don't have to work for it. We just believe what he said about it and embrace it and act like it's true. The word about the blood. The word about the blood. What's the words about the blood? Do you know the words about the blood? You need to be embracing the word about the blood and make it your reality. Make it your life. Anything less than that, you're missing out on so much. How much? You know, maybe I feel like the worst and the baddest and the lowest of Christians alive. But God said, when I look at you, I see the blood. See? It doesn't matter what you feel like. What matters is what the reality is. And if you believe the reality and the truth of what God says, you can feel all kinds of things. And you can be ruled by your feelings. And if you're ruled by your feelings, you are ruled by demons. I'm telling you right up front here. That's right up front. I'm telling you, if you're ruled by your feelings, you are ruled by demons, because who influences the feeling? The devils do most of the time. And they can control an individual by their feeling. So I don't care what I feel. I care what the word says and the reality of that word. And you got to decide what you're going to go by, too. You're going to go by your feelings, or you're going to go by truth and embrace the word of truth. Amen. Remember, though, God will not tolerate self-righteousness. That's pride. Your self-righteousness, your own good conduct, your feelings of, oh, I'm such a good Christian, ho, ho, ho. Excuse me. And self-justification, not gain you entrance to God. God resisteth the proud, gives grace to the humble. The humble, they know it's all grace. They know where their help comes from. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord who shed blood for me. See? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. The blood is for mankind. You need blood. The blood of Jesus cleansed your mind from condemnation and set you free from all things that you are trying so hard to be set free from. See? Because a lot of things go on in people's minds that mess them up. And I'm talking about believers' minds, too, because, see, that's what we're talking to mostly here is believers. And I'm telling you, so many things that you allow to take place in your mind could be conquered by the blood if you have revelation of the blood and how to use it in your own mind and how it speaks for you to the Father and what it does for you as a man or a woman. Yeah. Knowing the blood truths are going to give you rest, and resting is simply trusting. Okay? That's what real rest is, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're knowing that you might fail. Yeah, you might fall 100 times a day, but you know what? I have the blood, therefore God loves me, and he does not condemn me, and he does not suffer the destroyer to destroy me. You might allow the destroyer to destroy you, but he isn't going to. Okay? You can allow the destroyer to come destroy you by the words of your own mouth. If you just get your voice speaking in alignment with devils, then you just give him permission to the destroyer. But God isn't giving him permission, but you can give him permission. How many know that you give the devil more permission to attack you than God does? That's right. Things you say, the way you live your life, the way you act, your choices you make. You're giving the destroyer place against yourself, not God. He's not doing it. He sees the blood. He sees the blood. He looks at your house and sees blood. He's not going to release the destroyer on you, but, you know, you are your worst enemy. Yeah, and you get in alignment with devils so easily. Your feelings control you. Yeah, I know it seems too easy, doesn't it? You know, it seems too good to be true. See, God is so good. And we have a hard time believing in his goodness. See, because we're so bad. We have so much sin in our life. We have so much garbage in our life. So much unbelief. So much negative speaking and negative tongues and negative thinking. It's so much easier to be a negative than to speak in alignment with the Word of God. You know that. Oh, absolutely. See, we think that we have to live right and do right, and then we can have God. Yeah, that's what we think. That's not what the Word says. Hebrews 9:12, he said, neither by the blood of goats, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. One time. He doesn't have to go again. He's not going again. You try to make him go again, then you put him to an open shame, the Bible says in Hebrews. That's right. It's finished. He done it. Receive the finished work, folks. The blood, and relax, 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 rest. Be happy. Let the peace of God that passes understanding rule in your life. Learn to be happy being saved instead of being miserable being saved. A lot of Christians are miserable being saved. They don't know how to rest, relax, let the finished work of the blood of Jesus have its place. See, if you've been washed in the blood, you have a heart for God and not the world. He doesn't even see your sin. He refuses to look at it. You might be looking at it, but he's not looking at it. You might be all condemned over it, but he's not condemning you over it. He will just love you, minister to you, cherish you, feed you until your spirit is strong, strengthened, mature, and growing up. That's right, and it's an ongoing process of what he's doing in us. But listen, Here's a freedom key. See, when your spirit grows up, your spirit will begin to flow into your mind and wash it from condemnation and guilt. And you will have your mind renewed, see, so that you think like your Father, not like the flesh any longer. See, so many Christians still thinking like the flesh, still dominated by the flesh. Okay? It's not hard for God to live godly. You know that? It's only hard for our old nature to live godly with its self-effort to do it. But if God is allowed to live in us through the blood of Jesus, then it's not hard. The blood answers the accuser, the devil. It takes all the wind out of Satan's sail. If you speak blood to him, he is flustered and blustered. That's right. Speak blood to him when he comes accusing you. Speak blood, speak blood, speak blood. He has nothing to accuse you with because he knows that God sees no sin because of the blood and those who have embraced the reality of the blood. Mm-hmm. Apply this in your life, folks. Apply it. Stop trusting in your flesh and trying to conform to God's standards by your flesh and simply enjoy his forgiveness through the blood. Give up that self-righteousness. I mean, he doesn't look at your sins and your failures. His eyes will not behold evil. He sees the blood. And yeah, we all still have demons. But he's not spending all his time looking at your demons like you are, looking at your demons all the time. No, he's looking at the blood. Too many believers today, they do what God is not doing. They spend all their time looking at their demons and the strongholds of darkness still attached to their lives and all the problems they have. Don't do that, folks. God isn't doing that. Why should you do that? So you live, what do you live? Instead of a blood-controlled life, you live a demon-controlled life because all your focus is on the demons and what they've done to you and what they're still doing to you and what they're still doing in your life. You're living a demon-controlled life instead of a blood-controlled life. Jesus said, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. But see, not so with many believers today because that's all they dwell on, their sins and iniquities and all the accompanying devils and the accusing, the accusations that go on all the time. We got to quit entertaining accusations, folks. Accusations from the enemy and entertain the word of God instead. See, we need to get a God mentality instead of a devil mentality. We need to get a God mentality instead of a carnal mentality. We need to get a God mentality instead of the fleshly mentality. Remember, he bore every sin for every human alive now, in the past, present, and future, in his own body. Even if they reject it, he still bore their sin. So every person, again, could be saved. Every person could take advantage of the blood, but they choose not to. They choose Satan, hell, and damnation, and that is so sad to see. So sad to see people going to hell right and left round about us. Thank God if you have someone in your family, they're going to be with Jesus. They're with Jesus today. That's good. They don't have the troubles of this life that you still have. But see, if you begin to look away from your sin through the blood of Jesus, you'll know the power of the Holy Spirit as he within you transitioned you into living as a son of God, truly as a son of God. Because that's what you are. You're a son of God through the blood. For he said, as many as received him gave him the power to become the sons of God. So, hey, meditate on that truth. Meditate on all these truths. Dwell on these truths. Ask God for more revelation. Quit concentrating on meditating on your sins and failures and the accusations that the devils bring every day so often, all the time. They bring in these accusations of evil over you, and you're receiving them? Huh? So why do you receive that which is not true? Well, because most Christians do receive things that are not true. Most of the time, they're receiving some lie, okay? Some lie. They receive the lies of the devil, and they live by the power of a lie rather than the power of a truth. And the power of blood, the power of the blood is the power of truth. You could walk in that. Remember, God sees the blood. You're gonna be passed over by the destroyer, God, and also by God. He's not going to bring a railing accusation against you. He's not going to bring anything against you because the blood is he's satisfied with the blood. So let take all your sins, your failures today, and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness because of the blood. And apply the blood over your home, your stuff, your finances, every area of your life, because you're the temple of God, and blood's in the temple and on the temple. Let the blood cover and cleanse. I mean, who wants the blood to cleanse away a guilty, riddled conscience today? Let it happen. Just confess when I see the blood. I'll pass over. I'm not looking. I'm not stopping. I'm not allowing destruction upon your house. I see blood. Hallelujah. I see blood. Jesus sees blood. Father sees the blood. Oh, my. We need to wake up. We need to be aware of these things. We need to be aware of the revelation, knowledge of these truths and these realities that are beyond the natural mind, because they're only given by the Spirit, see? That's how we receive these revelations, is by the Spirit of a living God. So how much are you letting the Spirit of God minister to you? Do you get up and just go about your day-by-day life without any time in the Spirit? Or do you spend time in the Spirit? Do you start getting yourself spiritually tuned up when you get up out of that bed, or even while you're still lying in that bed? I get myself so spiritually tuned before I even get out of the bed. And then I continue on after I get out of the bed. Yeah, by putting His Word in me in prayer time. What are you doing with your time each day? What are you doing? Are you being controlled by these lies? Or are you letting the blood of Jesus do the controlling over the enemy today? Huh? Oh, yeah. I tell you. You know, there are a lot of people who are right in their spirit, but they're wrong in their head, see? That's the problem with a lot of people. Yeah, they got stuff wrong in the head, but their spirit's right. But see, they're somehow they're not communicating. Somehow that which is in the spirit is not becoming the reality of their life. But that which is in the head, which is wrong, is becoming the reality in their life. Okay? Yeah, I think that Peter's a good example of that, right? He got his mouth in motion before his brain, before he even listened to his spirit. That's right. But you got to remember what created everything that you see around you, words. And so when you're speaking off words of foolishness, then what are you doing? Well, for one, you're giving place to the devil, and you're creating an atmosphere for yourself to live in that is not the best atmosphere. And you can work yourself into depression. You can work yourself up into condemnation. You can work yourself into all kinds of things with a little help from the demons, and they'll help you because you're in their territory when you're speaking that stuff. You are. See, what created everything? Jesus spoke, and it was. And we speak the things that God says because we need to agree with God. And if we start speaking with an agreement with the devil and speaking his words, then what are we going to create for ourselves? What kind of life are you creating? You're creating a life influenced and controlled by the enemy. See? Oh, yeah. Some people say, well, they're just so unbalanced because they, you know, they're just, all they do is talk faith. Well, listen. You know, if you want to call me unbalanced, then you might as well stay unbalanced, right? I mean, because I'd rather be balanced, be accused of being unbalanced because I speak the Word of God continually than be balanced by speaking what the world says. Okay? All right. And you know, I tell you, you know, God will warn you about things. When things are ahead, troubles ahead, he'll warn you. But see, the problem is that most of us aren't listening when he's warning, because we're not spiritually sensitive, because we haven't been in the blood of Jesus, bathing in the blood, you know, bathing every day in the blood. Huh? So, you know, even though the warnings come, we see it afterwards so many times, but we don't take heed, and therefore we're attacked by the enemy. So the Lord will give you warning. He wants to give you warning. The problem is a lot of Christians don't have the ability to hear. And you might see it later, but that's often too late, right? I can't count the times that I've been warned of things in the spirit, and then I was too dense, too spiritually, not right where, you know, not able to hear. See? And yet I look back and I saw that God was warning me. I saw that God showing me something coming. This is coming. This, get ready. This is coming. I'm telling you. I'm warning you. But, yeah, I didn't, you know, till afterwards. How many times that happened to you? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You got whacked by the enemy, and you were warned about it. The whacking was coming, but, yeah. But you didn't take heed. Didn't listen. We're gonna have to get ears to hear. I tell you, we're going to have to pay attention. We're going to have to cover our ears with the blood of Jesus, so that they are spiritually attuned to Jesus' tune or his frequency, right? The God frequency. So the blood will help us get in the God frequency, right? By applying the blood, right? By applying the blood, we get on the proper frequency, and therefore we can receive the things of God. We can receive the things of the Spirit when they're given, when they're released to us, and we'll not miss them. Okay? So cover that ear, those ears. I have ears to hear because of the blood of Jesus. I cover those ears with the blood of Jesus. I cover my hearing ears, my spiritual ears, with the blood of Jesus. Right? That's right. Because we've seen so many Christians, they, you know, maybe they live God life for a long time, and suddenly they do something stupid or goofy and they get into a mess. Why does that happen? Somehow they're hearing things they shouldn't be hearing. And they hear and they act upon it, and they do something goofy and mess them up, mess their lives up, because it somehow the enemy had a right in there. Had a way in there, because they were not listening to the Spirit. They were not covering themselves properly with the blood of Jesus. And something, you know, was an open door somewhere, somehow, some way. You know, there was a crack, and the enemy got in. That's right. Yeah. You got to be careful what you put in your mind. I'm going to tell you that, too, before we close here. I just have a few minutes left, so I'll tell you. Subliminal suggestions, advertisement on TV, subliminal seats that's on CDs that people listen to. They can get subliminal CDs for people who are overweight. One person, they were listening to subliminal things, and they got depressed while listening. Well, do you think there's a reason that depression came? You think maybe there's demons there involved in that? You think that they're not subliminal suggestions in a lot of things that people hear, like advertisements? Even in the printed matter, there can be subliminal suggestions. Okay? You got to be on guard against those things, because the enemy wants to plant things in you that he can bring forth a harvest of them later on. The more he plants, the more the harvest will be, you know, and the more the thing gets watered and ready to produce ungodliness in some form, see? That's why you need the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, right? Oh, yeah. I remember when I was in Haiti, you know, it's either black or white. There's no in between. And I'm not talking skin color. You know? You're either for him or against God. I mean, you know, this is just an island of witchcraft. Haiti was an island of witchcraft, still is today, an island of witchcraft. And so you can't live a life with one foot in heaven and one foot in the world. Now, that doesn't work. You know, the enemy, it will devour you. You try to live that way. Right? The word says, occupy until I come. And, you know, this is both a spiritual and a physical event. Okay? And it's using the blood to occupy with. You can't fully occupy until you're using the blood. The blood needs to go wherever you go, and it needs to be applied wherever you go. That's right. The blood brings favor on your life, too. There's a lot of people don't have any favor because they're not using the blood of Jesus. I tell you, more and more, the dividing line has been drawn between light and darkness, between black and white. That's right. And I'm not talking race. I'm talking about darkness and light. Okay? It's not time for mediocre Christians anymore. You better get on fire. If you're not on fire, then what are you? There's no other life. You know, people are flirting around with evil today and thinking that they're Christians and they're flirting with evil. What's happening here? Did you cover that all with the blood? If you did, you'd probably discern that you're flirting with evil. But see, because you're avoiding the blood, then you don't have discernment of spirits. See? Yeah, when you... You know, anytime, you know, it's put under the surface or ignored, then the enemy has gotten in. And people pray and then they wonder why they still have the problem. Well, they did. They used the blood. They did expose the enemy. They did get discernment of spirits through the blood of Jesus. You keep covering something with the blood alone, if you're going to get discernment about it. You keep applying the blood of Jesus, you're going to see the Lord going to show you what's going on here, really, in the spirit realm. You're going to have a spiritual understanding of what's really happening. Because the blood is life and brings life on the scene. And life is truth because God says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, he has brought life. He could say, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, right? Hallelujah. Think about these things. I'm just trying to give you some, you know, added, you know, pointers here as we close out. It'll help you. Because there are so many doorways for demons that could be shut with the blood if they know how to use the blood. And if they understand the power of the blood and they begin to step out where they've never gone before with the blood of Jesus. Okay? Step out. Start taking communion yourself. Drink that blood, eat that flesh, or you don't have any part of him. You don't have the revelation of him. You don't have the understanding of him, so he said. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me for that coffee. Let's go ahead and pray here, and then we'll come back and do some deliverance, because I could go on and on with all these things. See, the hardest people to really get these truths to are religious people. They're so proud of their religious tradition, their church, their good deeds, that it's almost impossible to receive these truths by simple faith. You know, it's hard to get through to these religious devils. Hey, it's hard because people are just not... You know, they're blinded by the devils. They keep them in bondage. But, hallelujah. Anyway, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus. We just cover ourselves with the blood right now. Cover everything that pertains to us in the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the life of the blood. We apply the power and the truth of the blood, excuse me, the power and the truth of the blood. We apply the healing of the blood to our bodies right now. Put your hand on your body and apply the healing power of the blood of Jesus. over your body right now. The blood against that COVID right now. The blood against that COVID. The blood is more powerful than COVID. Quit exalting COVID. There's new things of COVID going around. All these people saying 40% or more are being affected with all this foolishness. We rebuke that. We rebuke the COVID. We rebuke those spirits of these deities, of these demonic deities, bringing all these diseases of man-made with the influence of demons and otherwise upon people right now. Talked to somebody this week, just so under the control, Lord, of the system of darkness that they've had all these different kinds of antibiotics, and they told me, well, last night was just such a rough night, and I've had this for months now. This is the third time they had COVID, and probably fully vaxxed from what I understand, but I could be wrong, but that's what I understand. And Lord, have mercy on this person, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. They're just struggling to live and under such attack, Lord. And they have Christians in their family, but they need to get born again. So, Lord, I pray. I talked to them about getting saved, Lord, but I pray you take that seed. And I didn't talk enough. It's more I could have said, but it just had such time limitations. But, Lord, I pray they will get saved. And, Lord, at least they can come out of this darkness they're in, Father. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. In Jesus' name. Have mercy on those who need mercy today. Have compassion on those who need compassion. And deliverance for those who want deliverance, Lord. Pray you minister to so many different things and so many different people that they struggle with, so many different seasons they go through. Don't know what season that everybody listening is going through right now, what season they're in, but Lord, we pray you bring them through it and out of it. If it's a season of the enemy in any way, shape, or form, Lord, bring them through it, bring them out of it for your glory, Father, and minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them, bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for deliverance. If we go to deliverance now in just a moment here as we close this section of the broadcast here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Prepare the way for deliverance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, touch this brother's sisters, touch his dad, touch them all, Lord, right now. Bless them in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, and the others that are listening, their families, their brothers, their sisters, their children, Lord, bless them. Bless them, and Lord, bless them with finances too, Lord. In this time, groceries are out there, way out there today. It's getting so expensive. But we pray that through supernatural provide for all of us, Lord, abundantly above all that we can think or ask. I was shopping. I had to go get some groceries this week myself and by myself instead of with Linda. And boy, the prices have just gone through the roof. It's amazing. It's a real education. And so we just rebuke that in Jesus' name. The devil trying to snuff people's life out through stopping their food supply. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that you're going to provide for your children, Lord, that we righteous will not be begging bread, but we're going to be provided for and we'll be eating well. In Jesus' name, we praise you for that. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. I'll be back in just a minute.
Your love is beyond the fairest bloom, violets of purest hue, the fragrance of sweet perfume, oceans of azure blue, the radiance of a summer day, white clouds floating on the crystal air, but all pale beside your love. Your love is beyond compare, beyond every song that human voices have ever sung, beyond any word that human tongue could ever speak, higher than the highest, furthest mountain peak, and deeper than the deepest ocean current. And yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road, companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load. And with undying sympathy, you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your majesty. Your love is beyond compare,
beyond every song that human voices have ever sung, beyond any word that human tongue could ever speak, higher than the highest, furthest mountain peak.
And yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road, companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load. And with undying sympathy, you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your
get some deliverance going here today. Thank you for your blessing, Lord, of deliverance. Children's bread, time to have some bread. Amen. Partake. Thank you, Jesus. And by the way, the blood breaks curses. I mean, know that you don't want to go through this life without breaking the power of the enemy against you. You know how the enemy comes against and uses people's mouth to curse you. You don't know what they're saying about you. You don't know what curses are being brought forth. You don't know how many enemies you have. Maybe you know some of them, but you don't know how many. I mean, some people may just decide they don't like your looks and they start cursing you. It can happen anytime. So we apply the blood against curses and break them in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus and cancel their assignments. And the blood over us that stops the enemy in Jesus' name from bringing his evil to pass. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. All right, we just cover all of us with the blood right now as we come into this time of deliverance. And we serve these demons. Notice that they have to come out in Jesus' name as we call them out in Jesus' name. All right, so let's start calling some of these things out right now. Amen. Amen. Where are we going to start tonight? We come against the spirit of memory recall. How many know that demons can control a person by memory recall? They can bring thoughts to your mind over and over again, and you can think about something over and over, and they keep you in bondage by causing you to think on something over and over. So we bind the demons of memory recall. We apply the blood of Jesus against those spirits of memory recall, causing you to recall certain memories, certain events, certain things that happen in your life. We command that spirit of memory recall to come out right now. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all the way out. Memory recall spirit, you go in Jesus' name. Bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out, memory recall. Come out, memory recall. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. All that memory recall, go in the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 all the way out. Bound emotions, you come out too. Maybe you get bound up emotions, something happened and you've never been able to release your emotions concerning that matter. And they've got bound up emotions, and they haven't been able to, you know, God gave us emotions too. They're not all bad, okay? Because the Father has cried. I mean, Jesus wept, right? He showed emotions. All right, come out of there right now. Bound emotions. We break the power of that bound emotions. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Bound emotions. Come out, come out. Bound up emotions. Jesus' name, can't release your emotion. I've been able to release those feelings on a matter and heal up. Allow the Holy Spirit to heal because you get bound up in your emotion. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, bound emotions right now. In the name of Jesus, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Bound emotions that bind you. Come out of there. Take a few deep coughs. Get these things moving. Let them go. All the way out. Bound emotions. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Satan could tie you up and bind you up in your emotions and trouble you that way. See, that's like sweeping things under the carpet, you know, rather than dealing with them. It's tying you up there in that area. God wants to release you that area. Just let it go in Jesus' name. Let it go. All those spirits of bound emotion, get out of the way so the emotions can go and do their normal thing and heal by the power of Jesus and the power of the blood in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All that bound emotions, go, 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 all the way out. All the way out. So I mean, you've been stuffing it for years, and you're really bound up in your emotions, see, because that's the only life you've known. You were raised that way, see, and you didn't show emotion. You weren't able to release them, and a lot of things happen to you in life, and they're just all tied up and they're bound up. See, demons have got them bound up, therefore they got you bound up, see. And we command those spirits to come out, bound emotions, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Let them go. Take a deep breath. Whew. All the way out of there. Go. Let them go. Come up and out of there in the breath, in the air, in the coughing, in the sighing, in the yawning. Come out. All the way out. Go, go, go. In the screaming. Come out. It's necessary. Come out. 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 All the bound emotion spirits. Go, go, go. Get out of there. Blocked emotions. Come out. Bound and blocked emotions. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. All the way up out of there. Blocked emotions. Bound emotions. Come out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go. All the way out. Father abuse. You come out. Jesus' name. Father abuse. That'll cause you to have bound up emotions. Father abuse. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Mother abuse too. Mother abuse, mother control. Come out of there, all the way out. Father abuse, mother abuse, come out, 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 in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. Mother abuse, father abuse, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. So many people marry somebody just like their father or just like their mother because the curse keeps coming on down the line until these things are broken. They may not be manifesting the exact same way that your father or mother was, but they're still manifesting in a similar way, see? Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. We break the curse of father abuse, mother abuse. Come out, come out, come out, come out. See, these kind of abuses plague people all their lives unless they get delivered and healed. Keep coming out, mother abuse, father abuse. Come out, come out. Spirit of confusion that came into wrong ways of being raised. Spirit of confusion, come out. Spirit of confusion, come out. Come out. All that confusion, go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Confusion, come out. Come out. Come out. When there's confusion at home, there's confusion in the children because the spirit is released. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Some people think that their way of being raised was the right way, but then they find out later the real truth. Their way was weird. Their way was perverted way. Their way was not a godly way of being raised, see? So we don't always find out those things at all in life. Sometimes people never figure that out. Yeah, confusion that came in through just the wrong things going on at home. Come out. All that confusion, go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. I know couples who have fought every day, you know, throughout their lifetime, even fought in front of their children all the time. Terrible, terrible thing that does. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. That spirit of meanness and wishing evil upon people and wanting to be mean to people, you come out. That spirit of meanness, I bind you, meanness. I bind that meanness that wants to be mean to people, wants to hurt, wants to be say things that will hurt people. You ever met people like that? They're always saying things it's like on purpose to hurt people. They get a thrill out of hurting people with their words. Keep coming out of there. All that meanness, come out, 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 meanness, come out, come out. All that meanness, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, cough it out, let it go. Let it go all the way out. Let it go. The blood of Jesus, fear of losing control, you come out. Fear of losing control. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. I want to pray for a young girl that has teenagers that's having emotional problems and traumas right now. We pray for this girl. We rebuke those spirits over her right now. You go in the name of Jesus, that emotional despair, discouragement, and down and out, all that. Go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke those things. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out of her. We pray for her healing in Jesus' name from these things and her deliverance from them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go all the way out. Fear of losing control. Go, go. Fear of pride. Go. Come out all the way out. Come out. Come out. Self-righteousness. Go in the name of Jesus. Self-righteousness. Come out. Come out, you self-righteous spirits. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now. Go, self-righteousness, go. Keep going all the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out, self-righteous spirit, go. Self-righteousness, pride, spiritual pride, high looks. Bible calls it high looks. Come out, all that high look spirits. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, high looks. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All those accusation spirits, come out right now. The spirits of accusation, come out in the name of Jesus right now. We rebuke that spirit of accusation. The accuser has been accusing you. You've picked up. You've gotten in agreement with them. You've picked up some of the demons of the accusing. Yes, of the accuser. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. All those accusations, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. Those accusation spirits, go in Jesus' name. Oh, the spirits of the accuser, come out. The spirits of prejudice, you come out. Spirit of prejudice, prejudice toward people of different sorts, come out. Because they're not like you, not like me, whatever, come out. All those prejudice spirits, come out. We break the curse of prejudice in us. We cover that with the blood of Jesus, commanded to go. We attack those spirits with the blood of Jesus. Come out, prejudice. Come out, prejudice. Go all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out of the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way. You got to go. We break the power of these spirits of perversion in the nation right now. Those spirits of people picking up through perversion. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that perversion. Come out. Those spirits of LGBTQ, they're being released on so many right now that people are not, they're defenseless. We break the power of those spirits over them. We apply the blood of Jesus against them. Break the curses of these spirits of lesbian, perversion, homosexuality, LGBTQ, plus. Come out. Generational, that too, in Jesus' name. If you had that in your family line, we break the curse of that sexual perversion of sexually homosexual type spirits in Jesus' name. We break the curse, apply the blood against it in Jesus' name. Command those spirits to come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go. In the name of Jesus, go. Homosexual spirits from dad or lesbian from mother, come on, go all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. That feminist spirit that's trying to get on men today, that feminist spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Yes, we sword these demons in Jesus' name. So angels, sword these demons. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, that feminist spirit, that manly, manlessness, you know, that's making men into some type, something that's not manly. Come out, all the way out. You go, that feminine spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All these men want to dress up and drag, really? That's perversion of the manhood. These are spirits twisting things, perverting things. Hell, you go out, 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 out. We break that curse. We break the power of demonic spirits in Jesus' name that's attacking men. Go all the way out. Seducing spirits. You go. Seduction. Spirits of seduction and seducing, trying to seduce people, men and women, to be perverted, to be unclean. Come out. All those seducing spirits, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood and go. Be weakened by the blood. Go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All that condemnation too, come out. Condemnation, come out. Spirit of condemnation, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out. Keep going. All these spirits have been commanded out. You have to go. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Judgment, come out. Judging other people all the time with your mouth. Have judged not, lest you be judged. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So we break that spirit of judging others and always speaking judgments with our tongue on people. That judgmental spirit, we break that curse and command it to come out right now. Judgmental spirit, come out. Come out, 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 come out. That judgmental spirit, got to go all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going, that judgmental spirit. You gotta go. Always put the other people down, judging them, speaking evil of them. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. And we know there are evil people out there in the world. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. You gotta go. All the way out. All that judgmental spirit, and we just pray for mercy that you won't have to bear that being judged, amen? Come out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, all that. We break the curse of that judgmental spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, go, go, come on. Self-destruction spirit, you come out right now. Self-destruction, self-destructive spirit where you just hurt your own self in one way or another. It could be mentally, it could be physically, it can be emotionally. It seems like you just intend to sabotage your own life. Yeah, that self-destructive spirit is sabotaging your own life. We rebuke that spirit. Come out right now. Come out. 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 We break the curse. Come out. That self-destructive spirit. We cancel your assignment right now. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way. All the way. Let it go. Up and out. All the way out. Up and go. We run out of time. Father, seal this deliverance to people tonight, Father, that they have received, and let them continue to get more, even coming out after the broadcast is over. Lord, we thank you that they have to go. They've been named, they've been called out, they've been exposed, and they have to go, Father. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. So thank you for this time of deliverance, Father. We give you the glory for it. Seal it to the people who have received some. Feel what they got. Let them walk in it. Let them keep it. And let them be blessed, Father, with a new way of living in those areas where these things have gone from them. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it. We worship you for it. Everybody say amen. Praise God. Thank you for being part of the service tonight, the live service time. I realize many listen at a later time, but I thank God for those who do listen together. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. So theoasiscommunitychurch.com is the website, and if you'd like to email me, theoasis1@localnet.com. That's the number one, not the word, theoasis1@localnet.com. If you'd like to write to us, the mailing address is P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana. That's Billings, Montana, 59105. Thank you for being with us tonight. Lord bless you. You have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye. Amen. Okay, well, good night now to you, dear folks. I thank Jesus for each and every one of you, and thank God that he is protecting you. I pray his angels station themselves round about you and keep you in all your ways. The hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save us, right? He's right there available anytime we need him. Praise God for his love for us. Praise God for his steadfast faithfulness. And praise God, he is going to be your everything in every way that you need him. That is good and upright and pure. And like it says in Philippians 4:8, right? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good report. All these good things he is, and he'll be there. So thank God that his presence is always near. It's always there. In fact, it's right inside of you. You don't have far to call. Call upon me and I will answer you, right? Remember that. Where is Jesus? Well, he's in your spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. And he's in your spirit. So just let him comfort you, encourage you, strengthen you to go on, because you're going to make it. Amen? Everyone who holds fast to him, we're going to make it. So thank y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate you. And Happy New Year. And we will see you back next Friday. Bye-bye.